Welcome to Project Lakuta Sichas, Chelik Yudalid, Parshas Re'eh, Sicha Beis, page 53. The Sicha here is a Sicha on Rashi in this week's Parsha. Specifically, the Rebbe is going to be discussing the Pasuk of Voisit Bokun. And the Rebbe is going to be discussing the expression of Dveikus that it says in the Torah in Parshas Vaschanan, twice in Parshas Ekev, and once in Parshas Re'eh. So I would suggest, if you want to go through the Sicha properly, take out a Chumash and have it prepared to see the places inside where it says those Lashainis of Aboisit Bokon and similar expressions of Dveikus. And the Rebbe is going to discuss the different approaches of Rashi in each one of these places. So let's begin. Ala posik achre avaya lekechem geimer uvoisit bokon. Mefarish Rashi Ateves Uvoisit Bokun. Rashi explains what's the kavana of the Torah when it says Uvoisit Bokun. You should cleave to Hashem. Hadbeg Bedrochov, cleave to his ways, connect to his ways. Gemel Chasadim, do Gemilas Chasadim. Kvar Mesim, you bury the dead. Baker Chaylim, visit the sick. Kamesha Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Eibishter himself has done. So, first, the Rebbe begins with explaining what is Rashi coming to address here in the Pasuk. Kavanasa shel Rashi bepashtos, the intention of Rashi on a very simple level, hu liyashiv atmiyah b'zeh, is to answer the question here. V'chi efshel lihidovik bavaya lekechem, is it possible to use an expression of dveikus that a person attaches and cleaves to the Eibishter himself? Which is, as we'll see, a question that Rashi himself brings up before in Parshas Ekev. So Rashi here as well is answering this question. And Rashi answers, you're attaching to the Eibishter through going in his ways. Through going in his ways is how you become attached to the Eibishter himself. However, we have the following questions on this Rashi. Aleph, number one, this is mentioned in the Torah before that a person should attach and cleave to Hashem. The pasuk there says, cleave to him. Earlier on in Parshas Ekev as well, there Rashi does not explain the meaning of dveikus like he does here in Parshas Re'eh, that it means dveikus in the Eibishter's ways. And the Rebbe quotes, "Ala pasuk ledafka by Pirish Rashi." There in Parshas Ekev, Rashi says, "Ef shalei makain." Is it possible to say dveikus to connect to the Eibishter himself? V'haloi eish hoichlohu. The Eibishter is a burning fire. Elo hadbeg b'tamidim u'bechachomim. Connect, attach yourself to talmidim and chachomim, learning Torah. U'mayla ani aleichem kiilu nidbakta boy. And I'll consider it as if you're attaching yourself to the Eibishter himself. That's in the pasuk ledafka boy. V'al ha'pasuk es havai lekechet tida, oy sei tavoid, uvoy sidbok, ubishmoy tishaveya, mefarish Rashi. So Rashi there says, es havai lekechet tida, vitavid loy, and serve him, vitidbak boy, ula'acha shiyir b'cha, kol ha'midas ha'lalu, oz bishmoy tishaveya. After you have all these character traits, so then, bishmoy tishaveya. So Rashi does not at all explain the meaning of v'tidbakpoy. He just leaves it as is. So the Rebbe explains, "Hine mashal mefarish gabi ledavka by kemoish pirish beparshas say nohadbeg bedrochov." The fact that Rashi in Parshas Ekev, when he explains what dveikus means in relation to the Eibishter, does not explain like he says here that it means to attach yourself to the Eibishter's ways. Yeshleima atam kizeh nema beferish bepasuk zeh. Because that's clear right over there in the pasuk before, or lefnei ledavkabay, right before ledavkabay. What does it say? Leleches b'chol derachov, to go in the Eibishter's ways. So it already mentions going in the Eibishter's ways. B'frat al pi pirish Rashi, especially according to Rashi, where Rashi there explained hu rachem cholu, hu gei machsadim, va'atu gmel chasadim. So it's not only in the lashon of the pasuk, but the actual meaning that you should do gmel chasadim like the Eibishter. Rashi says there in the pshat of leleches b'chol derachov. So, dveikus there has to mean something else. So therefore, Rashi says it means to attach yourself to talmidim and chachamim. Avo ben egeil, yedukhra, but the previous pasuk there in Ekev, ubay sidbok, kosher. The question is, mi'acha shedveikus ba'kadosh baruch hu. If dveikus regarding the Eibishter cannot be explained literally, and therefore Rashi has to explain its meaning both b'seif parsha sekev when it says in the end of parsha sekev uladofka boy, ube parsha seinu when it says uvoisid bakun, in kain havale lefarish dalu uvoisid bakanem lefnei psukim elu. So why doesn't Rashi explain the meaning of Uvay Sidbak when it says it the first time in Parsha Sekev, the expression of Dveikus? Why there does Rashi leave the words Uvay Sidbak as is without any explanation? Beis, Leidach Gis, on the other hand, Mizeh Shaloi Pirish Rashi in Yonish Uvay Sidbak. From the fact that in Parsha Sekev, Rashi does not explain what Uvay Sidbak means. Now that I have a quote yet another place earlier, V'chein V'Parshas V'Aschanon, Shenemar va'atam advekim ba'avaya lekeichem. When the Eibishter speaks about Klal Yisrael and says, "You are all attached to me," the Eibishter. Ve'ein Rashi mefarish inyono shel dveikus b'Hashem. Rashi does not explain what this means. Mashma she'inyono moving b'pashtus v'ad kedekach she'in tzorich l'farsh. So it must be simply understood. There's no reason to explain anything. Then ken kosher. So if so, the question is on the other hand. Pirusha shel Rashi now b'seif parsha sekev u'b'parsha seinu lamalam. The fact that Rashi gives a different pshat, a new pshat in the concept of dveikus in the end of Parsha Sekev and in this week's Parsha, from where does Rashi take this? If the simple pshat of dveikus is like the simple pshat like you see in Vaschanan, that it just means dveikim, literally, Rashi doesn't bother explaining. So, how does Rashi know to change the pshat in the second time in Parsha Sekev and in this week's Parsha? Or why, the Rebbe's question here is, Lamalon, why is there any need for Rashi to say anything? Why doesn't Rashi leave it at the simple pshat? Oi, minole. If there is a point that you have to change the pshat, what is that point? What's forcing Rashi to change the pshat? Be'im einoi kepirishanal. If it's not like the simple pshat that Rashi leaves it at in Vaschanon and in the beginning of Parsha Sekev. So basically, the Rebbe is asking me manavshach. Twice we see that Rashi leaves the term dveikus unexplained, just leaves it literally. And twice, Rashi gives a pshat for the term dveikus. And each time, Rashi gives a different pshat. So, mimonashach, does it need a pirish? Does it not need a pirish? What's going on here? Beis, the Rebbe continues, gam tzorach lahavim bepirish Rashi shalafaneinu. Now, let's take a look further into what Rashi says here. In this week's parasha, gemoyel chasadim, kvar meisim, bakar choylim. You should do gemilas chesed, Kvuras Mesim and Bikur Cholim. Three things Rashi mentions. Mao Teichna. So the first question here is, Mao Teichna Yishol Gmoil Chasadim Kan. What's the meaning? What does Rashi exactly mean when he says Gmoil Chasadim? It's a vague term. It's a term that could be include many different things. To do kindness, to share with others. What exactly does Rashi mean by this? V'yoid, and the question goes further, Hare Gam Kvar Mesim U'Bakur Cholim B'chlal Gmoil Chasadim He. The other two details Rashi mentions, whether it's Kvura, whether it's Bikur Cholim, are included in Gmilas Chasadim. So if we mention Gmilas Chasadim as an all-inclusive term, so what's the two details that Rashi spells out, Kvar Mesim and Bakur Cholim? Ondan Bezeyesh Leima. So the pshara we can say here is as follows. Shegmel Chasadim Kan, Eine Inyan Prati. When it says Gmel Chasadim, Rashi is using an all-inclusive term, and it's not referring to any specific Gemilas Chasadim. It means generally, the general Indian of Gemilas Chasadim, which could include many different things. Ki im Gemil, kol mine Chasadim. V'zeo teichne v'inyon shel hadbik b'drachav b'chlal. This is the idea of attaching yourself to the Eibishter's ways, doing Gemilas Chasadim. Asher protov henk v'meisim baka cholim. And then you have the details that Rashi spells out, the Kvuras Mesim and Bikur Cholim. But Gmilas Chasadim is not referring to anything specific. It's an all-inclusive term that is in the words of Gmilas Chasadim. That's L'chayr de Pshatir. Avalein, move on. However, the question still remains, and the Rebbe has here a couple of questions. Aleph, number one, the Parsha Sekev al Apostik L'leches B'chol Drachov. Before, when Rashi explains the meaning of going in the Eibishter's ways, Mefarish Rashi Mahu Goyim L'Chasadim Mafatig Mel Chasadim. There, Rashi simply says the Eibishter is Goyim L'Chesed. You should be Goyim L'Chesed. Mebli Lefarat Esapratim Bekvuras Meisim Ubekachaylim. There, Rashi does not spell out two examples of Kvuras Meisim and Bekachaylim. Omanish Dana Kamba Parsha Seinu. So why here does Rashi spell out the two details of Kvuras Meisim and Bekachaylim? And if it is necessary to spell out examples for Gemilas Chasadim, someone Rashi mentions this concept that the Eibush's ways is Gemilas Chasadim, so Rashi wants to give you two examples. Rashi should have given you those examples the first time he mentions it. Why does he wait until this week's Parsha here? Beis, another question is, why doesn't Rashi mention in the details of what Gemilas Chasadim consists of, Gamas HaPrat Shal Gemilas Chasadim B'Mamayne, the simple and usual meaning of Gemilas Chasadim when you lend someone money, Hainu Alvos Kesef L'Nitzrochem, lending money to the needy. V'Adarabe, L'Chol Arosh Havadei L'Havi Sugzeho Ikri, the Gemilas Chasadim. Shouldn't Rashi bring this as the first and primary example for Gemilas Chasadim? The Torah mentions this clearly. This is mentioned clearly in the mitzvah of Kesef Talva. So why does Rashi omit this most simple and basic interpretation of Gemilas Chasadim? Or befrat shalvas kesef uchesed she'efshel ligmoil im kolechad ve'echad b'chomatzav shehu. Lending money is something that can be done in all kinds of situations with any person. It's something that's found much more often than the need of having to do the mitzvah of kvura or b'kechaylem. So why doesn't Rashi mention a more common and more basic example of Gemilas Chasadim? Gimel, another question is, the source of where we find this concept that the Eibishter is goyim l'chesed, then we have to go on the Eibishter's ways, comes from the Gemara in Masechta Seita. Aval Pirish Rashiu Bishinuyu Bashmatis. Rashi changes and omits things that are mentioned there in the Gemara. The Gemara Nidrash Zeh Al Tchilas HaPasik. Achri Avai L'Kechem Teleichu. It's brought in the beginning of this Pasik, following the Eibishter's ways. L'Halech Achami Doisav, to follow the Eibishter's character traits. And there the Gemara brings the Eibishter's Goyim L'Chesed. Vilo B'Pirish Rashi Muva Inyan Al Siyam HaPasik U'Boisid Bokam. Rashi brings up this Inyan at the conclusion of the Pasik. Anuvoisid Bokam. So that's one change from the way the Gemara brings it. Another thing, the Gemara Yisagam Kain, the Gemara adds more details. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mal B'Sharumim, the Eibishter dresses the ones that don't have clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichem HaVeilim, the Eibishter consoles mourners. Vilo Rashi B'Pirusha Einem Evi Beis Inyan HaMeilu. Rashi doesn't mention these two details. And the question is a very strong one here. Why Rashi doesn't mention this? These two details are learnt in the Gemara from a simple pshat that you see in the pasuk mefurish clearly. Mentioned in the Torah before this week's parsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mal B'Sharumim. Where do you see that the Eibishter addresses the one that needs clothing? When it says right in the beginning, in the Bereishis, "Vayas Hashem Elokim la'Adam alishta kasnasov ve'albisha," the Eibishter made them garments, Adam and Chava, to wear. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nichem aveilim mihadach siv vayiachrim mois Avram vayivarach l'kim es Yitzchak. What's the pshat? Vayivarach l'kim es Yitzchak. The Eibishter was menachem Yitzchak after Avram passes away. So these are two things that are mentioned clearly in the Torah before. V'Rashi ishmita. And Rashi doesn't bring this. Af shuhu ba'atzmoy mefarish al haposik vayivarach l'kim es Yitzchak nichamoy tanchumi aveilim. Rashi himself teaches also there b'negeit nicham aveilim that vayivarach means that the Eibishter was menachem Yitzchak. So these are things that you clearly see in Pshut Eshal Mikra. And the Gemara brings these examples. So why doesn't Rashi bring these examples? Dalad, another question here is, Kamoikei, Nesarayis, Mikroi, Shebe Gemara, Shekvoir, Mesim, Mabaka, Choylem, Himdrocho, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Psukim that the Gemara quotes as a proof to the fact that the Eibishter does Kvura and the Eibishter does Bika Choylem. Lo Yevim Rashi. Rashi does not quote them. So the Rebbe says, fact that regarding Bika Chaylim, Rashi doesn't bring the example where we see that Eibishter is Mavaka Chaylim. That's understood. Rashi said this already clearly in the Vader Vayera Eilav Hashem, Levakar Asa Chaylim. The Eibishter comes to Avram Avinu for Bika Chaylim. Aval, Be'inyin Kvoy Mesim, Havdei lahavi arayesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kova meisim, v'hayinu ha-posik, v'yikbar oisei bagay, hanem v'negei le-moshe. What's the source that the Eibishter does kvura, that's v'negei to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yikbar oisei bagay, hanem v'negei le-moshe, sh'arei posik zeh, hula achri parshaseinu. This is written in the Torah later on, in B'Soif Parshas Bracha. So they learned, the Mechamish Lamikra didn't learn this yet in the Chumash. So why does Rashi not bring the pasuk from later to explain, to bring the proof for the fact that Eibusha is Koivim Mason? Hey, the last question and all of these examples that Rashi brings. Why does Rashi mention Kvura before Bikachayla? Hare Sidram Hafuch. The order is the other way around. Hey, mitzad Seidim Mirai Seidim B'chayi Adam. Both as far as the way things happen in the occurrences in a person's life. Bikachaylim, when a person's alive, there's Bikachaylim. It's Kaidim, that comes first. Kvura is obviously later when a person passes away. And the Hei Mitzad HaSeder B'Kroi, and both looking at the Seder of the Psukim, Shasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we find in the Torah, the Eibusha did this, Shemetchila Bikachaylim Avram, Bikachaylim was by Avram, Vachkach Kvar Meisim Meisha, only many years later was the Kvura by Meisha. So why does Rashi turn the order around and bring Kvura before Bikachaylim? Okay, so generally speaking, the Rebbe's questions here are, B'Nigeya to the four times that the expression of Dveikus is mentioned, once in Vaschanan Vatamadvekim, twice in Ekev where it says Ladavka in Vaisidbok, and then once in this week's Parsha where it says Vaisidbokon, and what's the difference how Rashi explains them in each one of these places? Twice actually Rashi does not explain it. And then the way Rashi explains here, this concept of Kvoim Mesim and Bakacholim, the Rebbe had many questions why Rashi has to bring these examples, why only these examples, and so on, explaining specifically that these examples are precise, that are negate, the Pshuta Shel Mikra, as the Rebbe will explain. V'abir b'kol zeh, so the Pshat and all of this is as follows. V'pirish, v'atam advekim v'avaya lekechem, chayim kulcham ayoyim, ein tzorech lefarish dvekim. There's no reason to explain the meaning of the word dvekim. When the Torah brings it up the first time in Parshas Vaschanon, there's no reason to clarify what the term dveikim means in relation to the Eibishter. Ki kvar lamadnu in yonoi le'el b'pashas v'yishlach. The Rebbe reminds us, we already learned about this earlier in Parshas v'yishlach, this expression of dveikus. V'tidbak nafshe b'dina v'goymer. When the Torah there tells us about Shechem that took Dina and he became attached to Dina, what does this mean? Shakasov atzme mefarshe miyad la'achrizeh. The pasuk there immediately explains what this means. That he loved her. So dveikus is an expression of love. Dveikus is the nefesh of the person. The nefesh of the person is attached to the Eibishter. How? Through love. The ava that the nefesh has to the Eibishter. It's not necessary for Rashi to explain this in Parshas Vaschana. Similar when it says in Parshas Sekev. So there as well, the meaning of Uvoisidbok means love, to attach to the Eibishter through love. When it says in Parshas Vaschanan Va'atam Advekim, it's talking about the present, meaning Shahayoyim im Dvekim Bavaya Bepoil. That today, as Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, he says to Yidden, you today, all of you today, are attached with love to the Eibishter. Va'akos of the Parshas Ekev, and when it says in Parshas Ekev, Uvoisidbok, so here, Hizr Alos, the Torah is giving the command for the future. Shekeshikonsul La'aretz, when Yidden will enter into Eretz Yisrael, that even then the Yidden should remain dedicated and attached with love to the Eibishter. That's the first two times the Torah mentions the expression of Dveikus, and Rashi doesn't say anything. It's self-understood from what the Torah itself explains us in Parshas Vayishlach regarding Vatidbak Nafshei. It means Ava, love. Ava l'davka by the Seif Parshas Ekev, when the Torah writes l'davka by in the end of Parshas Ekev, here we can't say that the term dveikus means through love. To love the Eibishter, that's mentioned already separately. And right here, before this, in this very pasuk, the Torah just said to love the Eibishter, and then it says to go on his ways, and then it says an additional thing, ledavkabay.
So
So it's impossible to say that the Torah repeats the command for Ava after it already said, La'ava savaya lekecha. So Valkarchach tzarech lo'imar sha'akavana ledveikas yaisa klolis, that the term dveikas here is not specifically through love, but it's something more general, da'hainu la'acharei shebo la'ava savaya lekecha. Following a person that already has achieved Ava to love the Eibishter. The gam lalechas b'chol d'rochav, and also to go on the Eibishter's ways. She yisala oid v'yagia l'pchinas l'dovka boy. It's a higher level that the Eibishter commands, a person comes to the level of dveikus. L'dovka boy mamish, to be literally attached to the Eibishter, not only through the emotion, not only through Ava, but to something even more powerful that's expressed, more inclusive, more general, that's included in the word dveikus, that you're connected and attached to the Eibishter. That's what we see from the pshat of the pasuk. Can't be ava like it would usually mean. So this is where Rashi has the question. Is it possible to interpret the term dveikus literally to be really attached to the Eibishter? Hainu. So what question? What Rashi's question is here is eich efshel ledavka by bedveikus shi lemaila medveikus shal diavad Hashem. How could we interpret the concept of dveikus that it's higher and more than just love regarding the Eibishter? So in other words, the real thing behind the words of Rashi is not just the question that Rashi says that the Eibishter is Eishayich Lohu. Rashi has a hechrich in the pasuk itself where you see that it's not Ava. It says Ava before. So it has to be Dveikus. If so, now the question becomes, so how could you use the term Dveikus to be attached, to be one with the Eibishter? What does this mean? And therefore Rashi explains, Hadbeg b'talmidim b'chachamim. Torah is saying, connect the talmidim and chachamim. And then I will consider it as if you are one with the Eibishter himself. So the term of dveikus is being used here through the fact that a person is becoming one with talmidim and chachamim. Then you become one with the Eibishter. That's the pshat in the end of Parsha Sekev. So we have Ava, and then we have Dveikus, which literally means Dveikus, to be attached, to become one, and that's through attaching yourself to Talmidim and Chacham. Hinei, so now the Rebbe comes to this week's Parsha, where it says, Avoisit Bokam. Pasuk b'parsha seino achrei avai lekechem telecho v'smitzoysav tishmuru goymer uvoisit bokon nemar. So let's look first at the context of the whole Parsha. What are we speaking about here? The Torah is speaking about a Novi Sheker that comes and convinces Eden to serve Avodah Zarah. And the Torah says as follows, there's a prophet, he comes, he dreams, and he makes miracles. And he says, let's serve Avodah Zarah. Don't listen to this Novi. The Eibishter is testing you to see whether you love the Eibishter or not, with all your heart and all your soul. So the whole theme of the parasha is what? Speaking about the fact that the Eibishter is testing the level of love that they have for the Eibishter. Are they going to be torn away from their connection for their love to the Eibishter through this Navi or not? It's all about the Ava. Let's see how Yeshchem Oyevim. So if that's the case, Hapasik Achra Vaila Kechem Telechu, Habom Yad Lachra Psukamana. The Torah is saying, don't follow this Navi, because the Eibishter is testing you. And right away it says, rather, Achra Vaila Kechem Telechu, move on, Shetechnoi, Lishlal, Vilistar, as Divriya Navi Asheke. The point of this Pasik here is to negate and take away the words of what the Navi Sheker is telling you. Shehu Amar, he says, Nel Chachra Klima Chedem Goyme Venovde. Let's serve Avodah Zarah. Is hine el uma zes hira teirech, over here the Torah is warning you and telling you, no, ki achre avay lekeichem telechu, you should follow the Eibishter v'oisei ta'avaydu. Instead of a novdein, v'oisei ta'avaydu, to serve the Eibishter. That's the context of the psukim, and it's clear what the Torah means here. Omnam, however, ma'asha isav akosav b'siyim advarim. When the Torah adds the additional words at the end of this, and you should attach yourself to the Eibishter. What's the additional clarification that the Torah is adding with these words of uvoisid bakon in this context here? And it's not an option to explain the term dveikus here that the Torah is adding similar to what dveikus meant before. So we have two pshatim of dveikus till now. The simple pshat of dveikus would be Ava, to be connected through love, a dveikus of the nefesh, which is through Ava, or a dveikus, which really means literally to become one, to attach and become one, which Rashi explained in Parsha Sekev to be through attaching yourself to Talmidim and Chachamim. Both of those pshatim are not going to work here. Aleph, ein, loy meshakavana bezele dveikus hanefesh ba'avake b'parshas vaschanan. We can't say that we're referring over here to the dveikus of love. Ki arei, akavana klolis bezeh, shakadosh baruch hu neisen. Memshala, the Navi Asheker, lasi sois. The whole purpose of why the Eibishter allows a Navi Sheker to have this control, to be able to perform a miracle. Mufureshesi b'pasha, the Torah is clearly saying, b'pasach shalifneze, right before this pasach, lo das ayeshchem oyevim esavai lekechem gamer, to test your love. Zay semeres, sha'avas Hashem, hi tachlis v'ikir, shal kola inyanam adubakan. The theme, the love for the Eibishter, this is the whole purpose of what we're talking about over here. To see to what degree you're dedicated with love to the Eibishter. So ve'eich yitachin, how could you say, shechazer ha'kosev lahazer aleha betur pratecha, that after the Torah is finished with the whole thing, the Torah adds at the end, u'bayisit bakon, another detail that you should love the Eibishter. The whole parasha is talking about love. The whole parasha is talking about the fact that the Eibishter is testing your love. Void, another detail, b'pasik zeh atzmai, in this pasuk, one of the things that it says before Boisid Bakon, it says Boaz Harem Mufureshes, the Torah is clearly warning and commanding Ves Mitzvays of Tishmeru, to keep all the mitzvahs. Ubevadai Bechlal and Shal Mitzvays of He Mitzvahs Avos Hashem. One of the mitzvahs included in mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. It's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. So Boisid Bakon cannot be referring to Av. Beis, now the Rebbe suggests, how about the pshat that Rashi said in the end of Parsha Sekev, that dveikus means to connect, to attach yourself to Talmidim and Chachamim. Chayin kosher lefarish ha-dveikus b'parsha zu pirusha. Dveikus b'talmidim and Chachamim, kede b'sayif Parsha Sekev, for the following reason. V'kivin sha-posik kan, meine v'hoylech kamen yonim. The posik here is listing a whole list of things. U'b'sayid ha-shamayla ma-kodesh b'ilu yachirili. Going higher and higher. Achrei ha-vayla keichem telechon. That doesn't quote the full pasuk here. Then vayse tavaydu, and only after all of this you come to a vayset bakon. Harei muvan, so it's understood. Sha inyishe b'siyuma, the conclusion when the Torah says uvayset bakon hu achi naile shebekulam. This is the highest level of dveikus possible. The haino meaning she uvayset bakon. The pshat of uvayset bakon over here is, and the Rebbe again says may acha sheiyef shaloyma shamachovim ledveikus nafshes bava. We're not talking about the feeling, the ava that there isn't dveikus. Kanal, as we said before, that's not the pshat. So what does dveikus mean? I know, but tachlis advekus. We're talking here about the highest level of dveikus. It's following a whole list of things. And the dveikus here means dveikus to be one, not dveikus as in love. So what are we talking about? We're talking about tachlis advekus, a kind of dveikus that belongs after a whole other list that the person has already reached. It's a level of dveikus that's much more than just a dveikus that comes out in the mitzvah of ahavta. Dveikus she'ela ma'ilei mena. After all, this whole list, the dveikus here, uvayset bakon, means a dveikus where there's nothing. This is the tachlis advekus. That's the conclusion of this whole. This is the ultimate connection and oneness with the Eibishter, uvayset bakon. So therefore Rashi says, we can't say that this ultimate dveikus refers to the dveikus in Talmidim and Chachamim. Even though, yes, it's true, through attaching yourself to Talmidim and Chachamim, you become one with the Eibishter. And here the Rebbe explains why this is. Mitam eved melech melech. The Talmidim and Chachamim are servants of the Eibishter, and they are like the king himself. So if you connect yourself to those that are the avodim of the Eibishter, you become connected to the Eibishter. However, says the Rebbe, kivin shatalmid v'chacham harehu basav adam. This talmud and chacham is only a basav adam. Ein zud veikis ba'kadosh baruch hu. This is not considered to be direct and literal veikis in the Eibishter himself. Afil eloi kibavah hafta geimim ma'itcha. Not even on the level of Avahafta B'chol Mo'eitcha, which is the highest level of Ava, the Ava of B'chol Mo'eitcha, over here, since this Dveikus comes through the intermediary of a Bas of Adam, of a Talmud and a Chacham, so it's not even on that level of Dveikus. Kiyim Kepirish Rashi Sham, but as Rashi says, Maile Ani Aleichem Ki Ilu Nidbakta Boy. that by through this dveikus, the Eibishter says, I consider it as if you davek to the Eibishter himself. So therefore, to say that this level of dveikus, ke'ilu nidbakta bay, is the tachlis advekus that the Torah is referring to over here, after the whole list of things that the Torah says, the highest and ultimate level of connection, uvaisit bakun, means only ke'ilu nidbakta bay, that's not, that can't be the pshat here. So therefore, v'kivin shekein my dveikus alazu. So what does the Torah mean by this dveikus that it says here? V'chei mefarash Rashi, so therefore Rashi introduces yet a new pshat, and he's also answering the question, how could you have a kind of dveikus which is literally to become one with Hashem? And we can't even give the answer that it's through connecting to a Talmud and a Chacham, and it's ki'ilu. So how could you become one with Eibishter? The Pam, Rashi doesn't spell out the question again. Rashi already spelled out this question of how it's possible to be one with the Eibishter in Parsha Sekev. And Rashi tells us what's the ultimate highest level of dveikus. Uvoisit bakon is hadbeik bedrochav. To attach yourself to the Eibishter's ways. Gmel chasadim, k'moy shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do gmilas chesed like the Eibishter himself. Hainu, shebezeh, shatu dovuk bedrochav. When you attach yourself to the Eibishter's ways, hinoch dovuk boy mamish. That's an expression of yudveikus. You become one with the Eibishter literally. Without even a ki'ilu. Not even a ki'ilu like we explained it before when a person attaches himself to Talmidim and Chachamim. Masha'en came, b'soyif parsha sekev. Dulei matzit lefarish hadbig bedrochav. There, as we already mentioned, Rashi can't say that the dveikus refers to this level of dveikus to be one with the, through the Eibishter's ways. Me'achar shekvar nema b'posek ha'kaidim lo leches b'chol drochav. It already says there, lo leches b'chol drochav kanal. U'mena hechrech lahamiz by inyan naisef. So therefore we have to mention another inyan. V'haynu dveikus b'tamidim v'chachamim. That it refers to dveikus of tamidim and chachamim. So the Rebbe's conclusion so far that we have over here is that as far as the pshat of dveikus, when it talks about the Yidin's dveikus and the Eibishter is concerned, we have three different kinds of dveikus. There's a dveikus that's ava. There's the nafshis, the experience, the emotion, the connection that the Yid has to the Eibishter and the Avas Hashem. That's the dveikus of Parshas Vaschanan, Vatim Advekim, and when the Torah says, Uvoisid Bok. Then there's the dveikus through connecting to Talmidim and Chachamim, where the Torah says that when you attach yourself to them, so it's ki'ilu nidbakta boy, it's as if you become one with the Eibishter. The deepest dveikus, the tachlis advekus, the ultimate dveikus, is when you're nidbak bedrochav, when you do gmilas chasadim, k'moy she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rebbe in a moment will explain the emphasis of k'moy she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the highest level of dveikus. To understand exactly why this is considered to be the ultimate dveikus, more than anything else, more than Ava, more than dveikus and Talmidim and Chachamim, we'll see in the Hemshech HaSicha, and especially in the end, towards the end of the Sicha, where the Rebbe explains why this is the ultimate dveikus. Now, the Rebbe is going to return to the details that Rashi explains here, b'nigeh to going in the Eibishter's ways. Now we will understand why Rashi enumerates over here as far as attaching yourself to the Eibishter's ways. Rak kvoir meisim, baka choylim, k'moy shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi chooses only these two details to spell out in the Gemilas Chasadim of the Eibishter. V'kivin she'azharas uvoisit bokon bo b'soif kol atzivuyim ha'menuyim ba'kosov. As we said, this uvoisit bokon comes at the end of everything the Torah says. U'beinayim, amongst the things that it said before, was gam ves mitzvayis of tishmeru. It said, keep the mitzvahs. Harei muvon she'atzivu yadveikes zu hadbeg bedrochov So this dveikus has to be referring to something which is not an obligation. It's not one of the mitzvahs. If not for this additional commander to attach yourself in the Eibishter's ways, this wouldn't be done because you were already commanded elsewhere. It's not included in any of the mitzvahs. Kvar Mason Bakakhailam, Rashi spells out these two things, and Rashi says, Kemoy Shaasa Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kvura and Bikakhailam should be done like the instances where the Eibishter did it. Rak dvarim elu. It's only regarding these two things. Anu meitzim shakadosh baruch hu asam ba'ifin. So we find the Eibishter does them in such a way shebedug masam gabeya adam lehayim uchuyev ligmo chesed zem mitzad chiyev mitzad mitzvah v'chiyev. That a person would not be obligated to do kvura or bikachaylim in such a kind of instance the way the Eibishter did it. V'rak mishumatzivu hadbik bidrachav yasim. And therefore the Torah is saying that you attach yourself to the Eibishter. And you are doing Gemilas Chesed, and Kvuras Meisim, and Bakachaylim, in these instances, the way the Eibishter did it, this is the unique thing of Hadbek Bedrachov, more than just doing it, what you're commanded, what's included already in the mitzvahs that we know from before. And the Rebbe explains, where do we find the unique Bikachaylim that's more than what you're obligated? Bikachaylim. Gam b'matziv shakadosh baruch hu ba'al vakeres Avraham. A person should do b'kachaylim, even similar to the situation when the Eibishter comes to visit Avraham Avinu. K'may shepirish Rashi v'yereilo l'vakeres achayla. What's the chiddush here of this b'kachaylim? Ime yois shebevadai kama ma'anosha v'reyav ba'al vakre. Avraham Avinu definitely was not lonely. He definitely had from his people, from his friends that were there visiting him. So he didn't need any visitors to do the mitzvah of b'kachaylim. Yet the Eibishter came and fulfilled the mitzvah anyways, to add and to do the Bikachaylim, although he had people that were with him. So this teaches us to also go on the Eibishter's way and do Bikachaylim, even in a case where it's Lefnim Eshur HaSadim, where we say to ourselves that there's someone that's there with the Chayla, but nevertheless, I'm going to go and add even more. That's where we see Bikachaylim more than the usual by the Eibishter. Valderach Zebek Kvar Mason, similar when it comes to Kvura. And here the Rebbe explains where we find kvura more than the regular, and this does not refer to the kvura by Moshe. She'ein ha'kavana l'zeh shakadosh baruch hu kavas Moshe. Rashi is not referring to Moshe as hakadosh baruch hu when the Eibishter buried Moshe. Shal Talmud olamad adayin al dvar zeh. The student that's learning the pasuk here did not learn yet parashas v'zeis habracha. Vim l'zeh meskaven havale l'rashi l'hovi ha'kosov ha'ikvurei se bagay. If that's what Rashi intends to, that's what Rashi is referring to, so Rashi should have brought that pasuk. Ki'im, rather, l'kvuras Aaron. What it's referring to is the kvura of Aaron, sh'a talmid lomad kvar al dvarzeh, sh'hoi sa'idei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's referring to the kvura of Aaron, which the student already learned about before in Parshas Chukas, and that kvura as well happened through the Eibishter. And the Rebbe here proves it. Shaharei, let's take a look at what happened there. Histalkusei oisib b'mayra. Aaron HaKohen passes away in the cave. Uba pasik nema. What does it say there in the pasik? All it says is Rak vayomas Aaron shom bereish har umiyad vayered Moshe ve'Elazar. And Moshe and Elazar came down. V'leiniska shom klum oydis kfurase. Doesn't say a word about his burial. Who buried him? K'may b'Miriam. Right in the same parasha, it talks about the fact that Miriam passed away. Shenema, and there it says vatikover shom. She was buried there. By the kfurah, by Aaron HaKohen doesn't mention a word about his kfurah. Amo b'parsha seikev nemar, in parsha seikev, in last week's parsha, where it brings up again what happened, it does say vayikov v'sham, that he was buried there. So if you would have thought that maybe he was just left in a cave exposed without a kvura, no, it clearly says he was buried. So who is the one that did this kvura? Aaron and Elazar, just says vayered Moshe ve'Elazar, they came down. So who did the kvura? Val korchach shakadosh baruch hu sasek b'kvurase. So it's the Eibishter that did the kvura. Most definitely, there were many Yidden available to come and do the kvura. Nevertheless, the Eibishter said, I'm going to go and do the kvura myself. So here's an example where we see that the Eibishter does a kvura in a case where no one else did it. There were many others that were available to do it. And nevertheless, the Eibishter says that I'm going to go ahead and do it. The Rebbe adds to this even more. It's absolutely muchrach. We must say, according to Rashi, Shakadosh Baruch Hu asak b'kvur asay, that the Eibishter is the one that did the kvura. Shaharei kol b'nei Yisrael lo yadu shemeis at sheherom mutl b'mito. The Yidden didn't even know b'chla that Aaron HaKohen passed away. And when Moshe and Elazar came and said that Aaron HaKohen passed away, they didn't believe him. Only after they saw, the Eibishter showed them the image of a mace in a bed, in a mitah, so then they believed. And also, Elazar, belovshe bigde Aaron, b'chayav, nasa kohen gadol. Elazar himself couldn't have buried Aaron HaKohen because he wore the bigdei Aaron already in his lifetime, so he became a Kohen Gadol. All of them, and regarding a Kohen Gadol, it says, La'ovav lo yitama, even to his father, he's not allowed to become Tomei, so Elazar can't bury him either. V'chein Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu can't bury Aaron HaKohen, Shirak Bonav Yikaru al Shevet Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu's children are part of Shevet Levi. How about Moshe Rabbeinu himself? V'shimish b'kohen gadol b'me'a meluim. Moshe Rabbeinu himself served as a kohen gadol the 7 days when the Mishkan was put up and down. Those 7 years, shivas yimei meluim, he served as a kohen gadol. V'le'matzinu sh'ayridu migdolosuzu. We never find that this status of a kohen gadol was ever taken away from him. So it's also asr lehitam al Aaron. He was also asr to bury Aaron HaKohen. So, not Moshe buried him, not Elazar buried him, and the Yidden that only found out later also didn't. But yet the Rebbe says at the same time, this is not a case of a meis mitzvah that there was no one available to bury him. They could have called Yidden. Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone out of the cave and called one of the Yidden to bury him, but he didn't, and the Yidden only found out later. So although it was definitely an option to have the Yidden do the kvura, the Eibishter says, I'm going to do the kvura myself. So this is a case where we see that the Eibishter is kaver meisin in a case where it wasn't necessary for the Eibishter to do so. And as the Rebbe will soon point out, that's not the case by Kfuras Moshe. So both the Bikur Chaylim and Kfuras Aaron, we see that this is not just going in the Eibishter's ways and doing Gemilas Chasadim in cases where you're obligated, but this is Gemilas Chasadim in cases where you're going beyond even a case where it's not even necessary, you're nevertheless going ahead and doing it anyways. So while Pizem move on, the Rebbe continues, She'ein masim kan lahavia prat shok milos chasadim b'mamayna. Over here, it doesn't fit in to bring up the classic milos chasadim, which is lending money. Havas mamal isha Yisraeli, lending money to another Yid. Ki neisav al zesh alim mitzina b'zesh ha'asa ken ha-kadosh baruch. We don't have a clear example in the Torah to find that David has done so. Halei utzivim mufurish b'teira im kesef talva. This is a clear mitzvah. Obemelo nichla kva batzivim es mitzvah yisav tishmur. That's already part of what it says, that you should keep the mitzvahs. Al derech zay yesh levay gam ke loma hishmet Rashi malbish harumim shebashas. It's also understood why Rashi does not bring what the Gemara says, that the Eibishter dresses the people that need clothing. Afal pi she'ein zeh tzivim mufurish b'teira. There is no clear mitzvah in the Torah to dress a person. And we see clearly that the Eibishter did dress Adam and Chava. It would be self understood that a person has to do this without the Torah adding the chiddush of hadbik bedrachav to attach yourself to the Eibishter's ways. If you're dressing somebody that literally has no clothing, like in the case of Adam and his wife, there was nobody that could provide them any clothing besides the Eibishter. This is included in a mitzvah, a clear mitzvah, and it's specifically regarding clothing. Regarding taking a mashkin, and you take a garment that a person has to use during the day or during the night, you have to return to him his garment that he needs for the daytime by day and for the nighttime by night. So over there we're talking about, the Rebbe says, a garment that he's not completely undressed, and nevertheless you have to return it to him for the time that he needs it. So most definitely it's understood that that includes that a Yid has to see to it and dress another person that has no clothing at all. So that's an obligation. That's something that's not the chiddush of Uvoi Isid Bakun. Now that Rebbe comes back to the union of Kvura, so it's to be better understood in the simple pshat here, why Lepirish Rashi Gam Lekedugman Esefas HaKvura Sa'arin Kvay Meisen K'moish HaKovar Kadosh Baruch Hu Gam Es Moshe. Rashi does not at all make any mention of the fact that we find that Eibishter buried Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moish HaKosav Yikbarei Sebagai K'begemara. Ki Neisuf Alzeh Shehein Ein Hechrech Leimash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kovrei. There, it's actually not 100% clear that it's the Eibishter that buried Moshe. Rashi there actually brings two pshatim, Shehu Kovar Asatzma, that Moshe buried himself. But Hine Gam Lefi Pirish Arishan, even according to the first pshat, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvayde Kovre, the Eibishter himself, personally, buried Moshe Rabbeinu, V'kivin Shehadava Ha'itzarech Li'ez B'Oifin Shela Yoda Ishas Kvurasek. When Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, the Eibishter wanted that it should be in such a way that nobody should know his burial place. Meizit tam shiyah, for whatever reason. In kainle ha'isef sharish ibn Yisrael, yisaska b'kvarase. So it wasn't an option that Yidden should come and bury Moshe Rabbeinu. It has to remain completely secret. So the fact that the Eibishter does the kvura of Moshe is not a source for the example that the Eibishter does kvura even when somebody else could do this. Like in the case of Aaron HaKohen, that many Yidden could have done the kvura. So therefore Rashi is referring to the example of kvuras Aaron when he says k'moish osa kadosh baruch hu, that the Eibishter was kovei meisim and not the kvura of Moshe. Meyato, the Rebbe continues, Yisbar gam taimel shal Rashi shadafke beparsha seinu hutzrich lefarish on yonim the gemel chasad. Why specifically in this week's parsha Rashi spells out the details, the two examples of gemel chasad? Hashenkin b'seif parsha seikif apostik loleches b'chol drachov shem lefarish. So over there in parsha seikif where Rashi is explaining loleches b'chol drachov. So who rachum vatate rachum? The Eibush is merciful, you should be merciful. Who goy mel chasadim vatuk mel chasadim? Mibli levaya protov shal gmel chasadim. And there Rashi does not explain what does gmel chasadim entail. Laleches b'chol drachov b'soif parasha sekev. There when the Tere writes to go in the Eibush's ways, nema behemshich u'kipirish la'scholas inyan. It's a continuation and it's elaborating on what it begins. Kim shama tishmonen as kol mitzvah zayis, to keep the mitzvahs, asher anochi mitzave eschem la'asoiso, that I command you to fulfill, u'mevayir u'mefarish, and then the Torah spells out, la'avas avay lekecha, la'leches b'chol d'rocha v'goyme, to love the Eibushter and go all in his ways. So v'em kem muvon, shekavonas ha'kosov la'alicha b'drochov, hu goyme chasodim, v'atag mel chasodim, this includes all Gemilas Chasadim. It's not speaking about a specific category of Gemilas Chasadim. It's all inclusive. It also includes those that are clearly spelled out as a mitzvah in Torah. And the other Rabbah, l'chol ha'roish hein elu anachlalim b'chol ha'mitzvah zesh ha'shanechi mitzvah v'eschem. This, when it says elu leches b'chol drachav, is spelling out what it just mentioned before, those mitzvahs that the Eibush commands you to do. But it also includes those that are not clear in Torah, that if the Eibush is going chasadim, you should as well. So over here, Rashi doesn't spell out because it's all inclusive. Gmoil chasadim like the Eibush. The Torah already tells us leches b'chol drachav. Who goes chasadim? Vater goes chasadim. And the Yoid, as we mentioned before, bePasuk Zek Kvan Nemar, and this pasuk already says Ves Mitzvayis of Tishmeru, mentions already the fulfillment of mitzvahs. And the Loikag Domela Asiyim Akasav Ubeisid Bokum. It's not as a beginning that will follow up and elaborate when it concludes Ubeisid Bokum. Elke Prat Bifnei Atzmei. There's two different things. There's the mitzvahs, and then there's Ubeisid Bokum. Harei Muvon Sheina Medu Bekan B'Chol Inyani Gemilas Chasadim. So over here, we're not talking about Gemilas Chasadim in general. Here we're talking about a specific category of Gemilas Chasadim where it's done even in a case where your Gemilas Chesed is not necessary. You're going above and beyond, like the Eibishter did it. So therefore Rashi spells out the two examples that fit into that category. So since over here Gemal Chasadim, Kver Mesim uBakacholim Kan, it's mentioned over here the Kver Mesim uBakacholim Hinam Ba'ifin She'ein Ala Adam La'Saisam. Talking about a case where the person is not obligated, Machmas Mitzvah V'Chiyev, because of any mitzvah or obligation. El Rak Mishum Shakadosh Baruch Hu Oisa Kach La'Ala Adam Lidovik B'Drachov. That the person is purely doing it because this is what the Eibishter does, and the person is attaching himself to the Eibishter. So this will also answer the question we asked before, why does Rashi bring the order kvar meisim v'achakach b'kecholim? First kvura and then b'kecholim. Af shebasiyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both regarding the way that we see that Eibishter did this. V'gam b'seder amorais b'chai yodim, as far as how it happens in the lifetime of a person. Heim b'seder hofuch kanal. It should be the other way around. First b'kecholim and then kvura. But Rashi here wants to emphasize the effort that the person is involving himself in doing this beyond what he's obligated. Kvar meisim. So when it comes to kvura, it's inyan tirchev yegiya. It's something that takes effort. Aval ein bezeh chashash she'odam yuzik al yedei zeh. There's no concern that the person himself could be harmed by kvura. Mashenkin baka chaylim, which is not the case when it comes to bika chaylim, tirche v'yigiyeh, there's also effort involved in this. Avul mu'etis ma'anal, less than kvura. Avul mokin lach sheish, but more importantly, there's a concern, shaham mevakir yuzak m'machlas shachaveira, that if it's contagious, you may get the sickness that of the person that you're visiting. So this is something that you're putting yourself, your own well-being, in danger by fulfilling this. So Rashi first brings kvar mesim and then bikachaylim, ma'akala lakovet. Using a lighter example first, an example where a person is taka working hard, kvura, and in a case where what he's doing is not even, he wasn't personally needed, but yet he's not putting himself in harm's way. And then Rashi says an even bigger chiddush of bikachaylim, you're doing something where you're not even needed, and you're doing it in a way that you're putting yourself in harm's way. The way Rashi quotes this is similar to the pasuk itself that begins from Achri Avayr Lekechem Telechu, and then it goes higher and higher until the Tachlis Advekus of Ubaisid Bakun. So Rashi as well says that in this Dvekus of Ubaisid Bakun, there's one level of Kver Mesim, and then there's even more, which is Bakachaylim. That you're doing something not needed, even when you're mamish sacrificing your own well being. So now we can understand also why Rashi does not bring up the fact that Tevishu was Menachem Avol, K'moshosa Kadosh Baruch Hu, K'moshkosa Vayachri Mois Avram, Vayivarach Lekimis Yitzchak, that Tevishu bench Yitzchak, which refers to Nicham Avelim. So the Rebbe explains, the reason is, in the brackets the Rebbe says, Nois, if Alzeh, Sherashi, Hevisham Pirisheni. So here the Rebbe points out, if you take a look actually in Rashi there, what the pshat in Vayivarach Lekimis Yitzchak, you'll see that Rashi brings a second pshat. That doesn't necessarily mean Nicham Avelim. The pshat of Nicham Avelim is not so poshut. But besides that, once Rashi mentions these two examples of Kvar Mason, where there's a big effort involved, and Bikkur Chaylim, which as we said, if even putting your own life or your own well-being in danger, it's already self-understood from this. If in a case where there's a big effort, hard work, like in the case of Kvura, or in a case where there's a danger you can get sick, like Bakachaylim, a person has to attach himself and go in the Eibush's ways and do these chasadim. Needless to say, in a case of Nicham Avelim, when you're going to be Menachem Avol somebody, Shein Bezel Derech HaRogel, in a usual case, Lei Tirche V'Lei Chashash Hezek L'Adam, there's no Tirche involved, and there's no concern of you harming yourself in any way. So therefore, there's no point in adding this other example here. Rashi is bringing these two examples, which is unique to the day, that we find that David did this in a way, even when he wasn't needed. And here, in these examples, you also see the unique effort and the unique thing that the person's doing here, and therefore, it's not necessary anymore to mention at all Nicham Avelim. Avol al pizeh. The last question that Rebbe now addresses in the Pshat of Rashi here. Tzarech lahavin leidach kisa. So now, if Rashi is taki bringing these two examples, and there's such a focus that these two examples show us clearly the Eibishter's Gemilas Chasadim, so Rashi has to spell out these two examples. In Cain, why does Rashi bring the klal? Why does Rashi bring up the fact that these are details of Gemilas Chasadim? He should have just mentioned Kvura and Bikachaylim, and that includes everything. Why is it necessary for Rashi to bring up Gemilas Chasadim as the klal, and that the Kvura and the Bikachaylim are details of this klal? Yuvon, so the Rebbe says, to understand this, let's look at the whole Indian of Gemilas Chasadim. There's an argument amongst the Rishonim that count mitzvahs when it comes to the different details that are included in Gemilas Chasadim. Nicham Avelim, Kvudas Mesim, Bikka Chaylim, Halbashas Arumim, all these examples that we mentioned before. Shalafi Shittas HaBahag, according to the Bahag, Lafi Pirish HaRambam, the way that Rambam understands the Bahag, Nechshavais L'mitzvahs Miyuchadis Kalechad Bifnei Atzmai. Each one is considered to be a separate mitzvah. The Torah shows us that the Eibishter did them in separate places, and therefore he says the Eibishter wants you to do them like the Eibishter did them, and each one is counted as a separate mitzvah. V'shittas HaRambam, Shakula nechlalis be mitzvah achas b'teira. No, all the details of Gemilas Chasadim are included in one mitzvah. Va'ahavta l'reacha kameicha. The mitzvah va'ahavta l'reacha kameicha. Uprati ha-mitzvahs denichem aveilim k'furis meisim ubika chaylim betur mitzvahs miyuchadais he mitzvahs ha-shei shel divrayim. Dividing them into separate mitzvahs midrabanan, each one is a separate mitzvah for itself. But min ha-teira, they're all considered to be included in one mitzvah of va'ahavta l'reacha kameicha. So now, this is the Bahag, and this is the Rambam. What does Rashi hold about this? Hine bezesh Rashi makdim hadbek bedrochov, gemoyel chasodim, v'achakach mefaret kvar meisim v'baka chaylim. And Rashi explains uvoysit bokon, Rashi says that it means gemilas chasodim. And then he spells out that gemilas chasodim entails kvar meisim v'baka chaylim. Hare umalamdenu derech agav, shitose shayne binyin zeh. So Derech Agav, Rashi is teaching us that he has a different opinion, a third opinion on this matter. The fact that a person should connect and attach himself to the Eibush's ways. L'meidin, where did we learn this out from? L'y mimashakosov, not from what it says. And the Gemara dashes in this. This is a pasuk in Parshas Yisrael. The Eibush's ways. Yelchu ze bikachaylim and ba ze kvura. That Yelchu is one limud, ba is another limud. Kol mitzvah mi limud miyuchad. Both kvura and bikachaylim are learned from a separate word. So that's the source of the Bahag that says that it should be counted as separate mitzvahs. V'gam loymi v'halachta bedrochov. It's also not learned out from v'halachta bedrochov, which it says in Parshas Kisavai. Drochov shem loshen rabim. Kiim rather mi uboy sidbokon. It's learned out according to Rashi from what it says here, uboy sidbokon. She'ein mudgish bezer remez l'nyanim rab. In uboy sidbokon, it means you should attach to the Eibishter. It doesn't talk about many things in this pasuk. It doesn't say a loshen rabim. Im kein, al korcho, sha'a mitzvah anul medes mizel, yidovik bedrochov, hu inyin echad gmoil chasodim. So what we understand from this is that the Taita here, it's using what singular term? It's really telling us one thing, Gmoil Chasadim. That's what Rashi begins with. It's a singular term, one Gmoilas Chasadim. Elo shekolol mehapratim dekvar meisim bakachaylim. This one thing has details in it. It is expressed in the details of kvar meisim and bakachaylim. Hainu loikedasa bahag. Which means that Rashi's opinion is not like the opinion of the Bahag, Lufi Pirish HaRambam, Shem Mitzvahs Miyuchodos, B'minyan HaMitzvahs. There are separate words in the Torah that it's learned out from, or at least it's learned out from Drochov, which is Loshen Rabim, and therefore can be counted as separate mitzvahs. The Gamloi Kedas HaRambam Atzmai, and Rashi's opinion is also not like the Rambam that says, Shem Mitzvahs Protius Shal Divreyem, that it comes from Ve'ahavta, but Midrabanan it's separate mitzvahs. It comes from the mitzvah of Yahavta. Kiyim, rather, Rashi's shita is Shehein mitzvah sasei achas de gemilos chasodim. It's one mitzvah of gemilos chasodim. Uvoi sidbokum. To attach yourself to the Eibishter. Hameschalekes lekamo mitzvah sasei protim. And this one mitzvah is divided in many protis de gemitzvahs. Kvar meisim, bakachaylim, chulu. So on one hand, min ha-teira, it's one mitzvah, because the Torah writes a singular term, uvoysit bakun, but this very mitzvah of gmilas chasadim is divided into the many details of bikachaylim and min ha-teira. It's divided into mitzvahs ha-se pratim of kvar meisim and bakachaylim. According to the Rambam, v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha, which means love, to love your fellow, so you can't say that min ha-teira, this is divided into pratim. Min ha-teira, it's just one inyan. V'ahavta l'reyacha kameicha. It's the feeling of ahava. That's it. That's what the mitzvah is. So all these actions, min ha-teira, are not protim. Are not divided into protim. The Rabbanan made it into protim. However, according to Rashi, uvoysit bakun means gemilas chasadim. And gemilas chasadim has these instances, these cases of gemilas chasadim that are mitzvahs ha-sei protim. So therefore, min ha-teira, you have these mitzvahs ha-sei protim that are all included in this gemilas chasadim. In the Ha'ara, the Rebbe Bavarens, although in the Sicha we explained that the whole inyan of Ubaisit Bakken here is beyond a mitzvah, it's even in cases where it's not necessary. The Rebbe says, yes, true, that's the pshat of Ubaisit Bakken. But nevertheless, obviously Ubaisit Bakken also refers to cases where it's a chiyuv, and we can see Rashi's shitta b'nigeya to the mitzvah of Gmilas Chasadim and the details of this mitzvah. You can take a look in Ha'ara 53. Okay, this is the conclusion of the Rebbe's hesber for all of the details in Rashi. the four different times the Torah uses the expression of dveikus, really we have three different levels of dveikus: the dveikus of Ava, the dveikus of to be connected to Talmidim and Chachamim, and then the dveikus of going in the Eibush's ways beyond when it's not even necessary to do it k'moishas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest level of dveikus, and all the other details that the Rebbe explained over here and the examples that Rashi brings. Here, the Rebbe will explain al pichsidus tesinyan, and the Rebbe will really come back also to answer the basic question over here: why is this inyan of doing milas chasadim, even takig milas chasadim, that's lefnim meshuras adin, even when you're not needed, but why is that considered to be the highest level of dveikus? So, like the Rebbe said before, the tachlis advekus. So the Rebbe here will explain this in the next, within what the Rebbe says, we'll see the hesbet to this. Miyena shal teirish bepirish Rashi. Mikivin shetzivi ze shal adam lidavik bedrachav. So this command that the Torah here says that a person should attach himself to the Eibishter. Last is k'moy shas hakadosh baruch hu, to do like the Eibishter does. Ne'ema ba'kosav b'loshen uvoyisid bakon. The Torah chooses to say this with these words that you're becoming one. You're attaching yourself to the Eibishter. Talking about going in the Eibishter's ways, and the Torah expresses that by saying your voice at bakum. Hare muvon shetachles hadveikus vayichud ba'kadosh baruch hu, the ultimate oneness and unity with the Eibishter, nase dafka yidei zeh sha'odam hoylech bedrachav shal ha'kadosh baruch hu v'goymul chasadim k'moy sha'as ha'kadosh baruch hu v'chulu. This, when a person does gemilas chasadim like the Eibishter, this is the ultimate expression of dveikus. V'gam lo yalidei v'etzum tzveis av tishmeru, and it's not even the ultimate dveikus, the unity with Eibishter, doesn't come out so powerfully when you fulfill mitzvahs. Anema because of Lefneza, which says before this in the pasuk. This dveikus, this is the highest in you. B'tzarech lahav, the question here is, halei mitzvah, himaloshen tzafse v'chibba. The word mitzvah, we know, means not only a commandment, but to connect to the Eibishter. Shayidezeh nase hiskashrus v'isachtus adam ba'kodesh baruch. So the person becomes connected and one with the Eibishter. So ve'echav shalom shalachrei ves mitzvayis av tishmeru bo akasav lohisiv dveikus shaleh magia rak al yidei alichi bedrachav shel kadosh baruch hu. That after the mitzvahs, which is already a tzafsa v'chibur, nevertheless there's something additional that you arrive to this level of dveikus that only comes after this. And how? Through going in the Eibishter's ways. Maya dveikus shalemayla ma'atzafsa v'chibur shaleh kiyum mitzvayisav shel kadosh baruch hu. What level of dveikus is higher than becoming one with the Eibishter through the mitzvahs? So the pshat here is as follows. So let's really appreciate and understand what the real concept of dveikus is. Every mitzvah, the premise of a mitzvah is that there's a commander. There's a person that's listening and receiving a command, and there's a commander. The person is being commanded to fulfill this. The very fact that he has to be commanded, what does this prove? That the connection, the unity of the person with the Eibishter, there is an entity, there's a person here. There's the Eibishter, there's the commander, and then there's the entity of the person. A separate entity. And he receives the command, and he fulfills the command that the Eibishter commanded him to do. So as great as this dveikus is, or not dveikus, as great as this tzafse v'chibur is, the premise of this whole tzafse v'chibur is that there's two different entities here. Which is not the case with the expression of the words of voisid bakon. Although voisid bakon itself is written in the Torah as a command, but nevertheless, what's the real concept of dveikus? Hare einat sivui al ha'alichi bedrachav gemilas chasadim. The Torah is not telling you, even though it entails to go in the Eibishter's ways, but that's not how the Torah expresses it. The Torah does not say, do gemilas chasadim. El ala dveikus. The real mohos and concept of what the Torah is speaking about over here is the dveikus. The oneness with the Eibishter. Shemohuso hu sha'adam dovuk bo'i ba'kodesh baruch hu. Dveikus is something else. Dveikus is, we are one. Not that there's two entities and I'm following a command and that creates a connection. That creates a tzafse v'chibur. Dveikus is to be megala the fact that who am I really? I'm one with Eibishter. I am one with him. That's really what this dveikus over here means. It says it's tzivui. So the Rebbe says it's written b'derech tzivui, but what is the tzivui? The tzivui is to be one, to reveal the fact that you really are one. And then the Rebbe adds, "B'signa nachik tzas," to answer this point here, that on one hand, the dveikus is beyond a command. It's a unity higher than a command. But at the same time, it's written as a tzivui. Af shemaschol bezeh boisid bokun mipnei atzivui mehametzav v'lan etzave. Even if in the beginning a person is expressing his dveikus, he begins in his avedas Hashem as doing it as a command, because the Eibishter commands him to connect on this level. Hakim v'hashleimos v'aydesh ha'netzave nidbak ba'metzav. But then ultimately you become one. What you reveal is that you become completely one with the commander, that it's beyond a commander. It's not necessary to have a command. What gets revealed here is that you are one with the mitzave. Chatchila, you and him are one. That's the real, well, that's the real concept of dveikus. Dveikus is not two entities coming together. When you hear the word dveikus, dveikus might sound like that you're attaching, you're bringing together two entities. That's not the real term dveikus. Dveikus means I'm attached because that's where I am, that's who I really am, that's my true metzius. That's the real concept of dveikus. It begins through a mitzvah, but then the mitzvah is to come to the real concept of dveikus where you become one. Dugma ledava. The Rebbe brings an example for this, where you see that dveikus begins with a person doing it as a tzivui, and then it comes to something even higher, where you become one. Shmein Esra. When we daven Shmein Esra, the highest point of davening. So, how does it begin? Hachane v'aschale, there's a preparation, and what's the beginning? Hikon akras lekecha Yisrael, the person has to prepare for his davening. So there's the person that's doing, there's the Eibishter, and he has to come towards the Eibishter and to speak to the Eibishter. So in that sense, it's two separate entities. But muhusa. But then, what's the davening itself? Ka'oimid lefnei hamelech. You come and you're there, right in front of the king. At that point, she'yef shafilu machvi b'machik. There's nothing even that a person can show anything of his own expression. Like the example, the Gemara says, b'machvi b'machik, meaning to make any signals of any sort. Absolute bittel standing in front of a king. Ka'avda kamemari. All preparations you did before in your davening to come to this point, now even that expression of the davening itself shouldn't be expressed either. Standing just quietly with your feet together like a servant in front of a master. She'eina mitzias kiim rak mitzias adon. At that point, what does the person feel? I'm here in front of the master and I'm absorbed in his presence. I'm completely one with the master himself. So here you see this concept that it begins with the person's preparation, but it ultimately leads into the real Shmein Esre, which is Avda Kamimori. So this is the real concept of Dveikus. Dveikus is not the connection of two entities like in a mitzvah. Dveikus is revealing the fact that we are one entity. So now we can understand as well, the great level, as the Rebbe said before in the Sikha, the highest level of the whole list that the Torah says here, and this is incomparably greater than everything it says before in this pasuk, the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim to fulfill uvoisid bakun al gemilas chasadim lekayim mitzvah some kesef talva v'chayetze b'zeh. So before, when we learned the Sikha, so the Rebbe says there's Gemilas Chasadim, which is a Chiyuv, when you're needed and you have to lend money to somebody. And then that's when you do it Lefnim Meshur HaSadim. Okay, so that Hesbe would be that it's a step above. You're doing it Lefnim Meshur HaSadim. But now the Rebbe is explaining to us, it's a completely different thing. What is this Gemilas Chasadim? If you're not needed, so why are you doing it? It's because it's Kemoi Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu. If this is the Eibishter's character trait, if this is what the Eibishter does, since you are one, so you do the same way, B'derech Mimele. It's an expression of the fact that you are one. If you're one with the Eibishter, so his character traits becomes yours and is expressed through you. That's the pshat over here, of the fact that you do it even when you're not necessarily like the Eibishter did it. It's an expression of your dveikus in the Eibishter. So it's be'ein ha'reich, it's not just l'fnim m'shur ha'sadin. It's a completely different level of connection to the Eibishter. V'apizeh gam t'turet zakushye. So this also answers the question, which is gam al pipshute shel mikra, a question that you could ask even in the simple pshat of the pasik. Kivin sha'pirishu hadbeg bedrochav. If the pshat of dveikus is to attach yourself in the ways of the Eibishter, or even the pshat that Rashi says in Ekev, talmidim v'chachamim v'chulo, to attach yourself to talmidim and chachamim, havale lemeima b'kro mefurish. Why doesn't it say clearly in the Torah v'dovak b'drochav chayetzev is that? Why doesn't the Torah talk about the drochav? Isn't that what it entails? Isn't it about the drochim of the Eibishter or talmidim and chachamim? Why doesn't the Torah say that? Elamai, the Torah wants you to understand what the essence of this thing is. The essence of this dveikus is dveikus, that you are one. The fact that you are one expresses itself that whatever the Eibishter does, you're doing as well, but derech memela, without a command. So the Torah is telling you the essence of the matter. It's not telling you the expression that it comes out in the fact that you're doing it k'may shos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's telling you what it is. It's real dveikus. That's the pshat, even in Pshut Lishal Mikra, the Rebbe says, in the concept of dveikus here. The Rebbe brings the story for this. L'har ma mesuper, this Admar Zaken, this is the story about the Alter Rebbe. Shekolan ha-gayis of hoyu bedug mishal mayla mamish. Everything the Alter Rebbe did was similar to the way it was by the Eibishter. B'derech memeila. Ulechein be'erev Shabbos Kodesh le'yserev and erev Shabbos Kodesh before evening, hayim misnamne me'atzmai, he would fall into a sleep on his own. L'fisha'oz uzman shina le'mayla. Because al pikabala it says that this is a time of shina above, and the Alter Rebbe was in the same state of being. So it happened b'derech memeila because of him being one. It's not something he had to do. Mashenki and Rab Hillel Meparish, regarding Rab Hillel Paracher, it says, Shalehoya misnamne me'atzmai. He didn't fall asleep on his own. Ela sheshachav lisha. He went to at tzchilek shlofen. He went to sleep. B'shem she'oz was man shina lemaila. He was following and going in the same way, the way it is above. But by Dalter Rebbe, it was dveikus. The ubeisid bok in the way it is lemaila. Okamay she'en yinu mamata lemaila. Just like we find a similar thing, the way it is, the way the Eibishter responds to our aveda below. Mi Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From Yidin to the Eibishter. Shenem and alzad the pasuk says, Havai yitzilcha, the Eibishter is your shadow. Upirish Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov explains, Shekemoi b'tzeil Adam l'mata, just like with the shadow of a person, Kol asi yosav u'tnu yosav shel Adam, whatever movements and whatever a person does, Chayzerim v'nasim b'tzeil sheloi b'derech memela. The shadow follows the person. It's not that the shadow is thinking and the shadow is doing what the person does. It's a reflection of him. It's one. It's, the shadow is doing what he does. If this is what he does, that's what the shadow does. It's b'derech memela. Kainu kaviyachal lemaila, bepchinas havayat zilcha, shakol pulaisa vasiyaisa shaladin lemata, all movements and everything a person does below, dugmasay nasa v'nifal lemaila, bederech memaila, this is the response that happens above because of the unity between us and the Eibishter. So just as this is true as the Eibishter's response because of his connection to us, al derech zeh l'idach gisem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'bnei Yisrael, the same is also true from the Eibishter to the Yidin. What the Eibishter does, b'derech memela Yidden are doing the same thing. Because a person becomes so one with the Eibishter, he's automatically doing what the Eibishter does. Nigles This expresses the greatest dveikus, the high, the tachlis hadveikus of Yidden with the Eibishter. This expresses the fact that Yidden are one. We're part of the Eibishter. When a Yid is connected and one with the Eibishter, and he does below what the Eibishter does, the fact that Yidden are one with the Eibishter, that really the Yidden and the Eibishter are one and the same entity. It's not two entities coming together, but we reveal the truth that it's Chad Mamash. And then the Rebbe concludes, this is something that's written here in the Torah. So it's a lesson to every single Yid. And v'zeh gufe, the very fact that the Torah commands this, he and his sinus koyach lekolechad v'achad miYisrael, this is empowering every single Yid, la'agia l'madregazu, to reach this level, lidovik boi, to be one with the Eibishter, al yidei shadovak bedrochov, through connecting and being one by going in the Eibishter's ways, as the Rebbe said before, it begins as a tzivui, that the Yid does it as a tzivui, and this is an sinus koyach, to bring him to the real dveikus, atcha soif, soif, that a person will automatically follow and do what the Eibishter is doing, like what the Eibishter does, because the Yid is one with the Eibishter himself.